What is going on, everybody? It is Connor from 49ers Faithful Fan Podcast here, and it's been a long time. I've been wanting to make a podcast episode for a while now. I just haven't really gone through with making it. I've had a lot of recordings, but I just haven't really, you know, felt like it's been, you know, up to the standard that I want it to be, you know, to publish, because I just don't want to publish anything, you know. But there's a lot of things going on right now, and I kind of just, like, at this point now, I just want to get some content out there. Hopefully try to establish some form of consistency with this. But yeah, so that's why I kind of want to come on here and talk about today. I want to talk about just where I think the 49ers are at this current point in the season. They're currently 2-2, last in the NFC West. But it is a very interesting position that the 49ers are in right now, because, you know, is the season lost because of the injuries? Is it salvageable by, you know, Trey Lance? Is Garoppolo done? There's a lot of different questions and a lot of different things that need to be, you know, answered, and which will be answered in these next, you know, couple weeks here. So I kind of just want to give you guys my opinion on it. Once again, I'm not really an expert on anything, but this is just my opinion. But for any future podcasts, if you guys have any questions for me to answer, you guys can go ahead and message me on Twitter. I usually post links to this podcast on my Twitter. But if you guys don't follow me already, you can go ahead and follow me at bondog_. It's BONDAWG_ on Twitter. I go ahead and tweet on there, and I'll go ahead and tweet. I usually tweet links once these things drop. So if you guys want to go ahead and give me a follow on there, and you get some. You can see my, you know, my position on the 49ers, because I do tend to tweet about them a lot. But so as the 49ers are at right now, like I said, they're sitting at 2-2, last place at NFC West, and they're currently preparing for a game this Sunday against the undefeated, only undefeated team left in the NFL after the Raiders lost. The first place Arizona Cardinals. And this game is very, very, very important, because one, this is a must win game. If you win this game, you're above 500, you're still kind of in the playoff race a little bit. And you're going into your bye week with a win. If not, you drop to a game below 500, go into your bye week, have a lot of questions to answer as far as, you know, quarterback play, if Garoppolo is healthy enough to come back, you know, the extent of, you know, there's a lot of injuries on this team. Trent Williams is still day-to-day. George Kittle, I think, is a little, you know, still nursing that calf injury that he had. Yeah, once again, Jimmy Garoppolo. Then you have Trent Williams. Then you have Robbie Gould, who's just got put on IR. You have a lot of these players. And then you also have Josh Norman coming back, hopefully, this week. But the main topic of conversation, ever since the second half of the Seattle game this past Sunday, has been, is it Trey Lance's time? Is this where, you know, the keys get turned over to him? And you could go either way on this position, saying, yeah, this is his time, or, you know, no, when Jimmy comes back, he is the starter. I personally haven't been able to watch the only game I've been able to, like, sit at home and watch in person, or, like, at home, really, and not, like, get updates on, like, social media and, like, Bleacher Report and stuff like that, was the Sunday night game against the Packers. That was the only game I've been able to watch so far this year. I do have Sunday off of work this week, so I'll be able to watch the game this weekend. But for that reason, it's because I always work 11:30 to 5, and the Niners obviously play at 1 o'clock if they're not on the East Coast, so usually 10 a.m. game. And even in those cases, I can only watch the beginning of those games. So this week I do have Sunday off work, so I will be able to watch that game. So, and it's so happens to be hopefully Trey Lance's first NFL career start. I know there's some talk saying Jimmy Garoppolo, there's still an outside chance that he can play, and, like, they haven't ruled him out yet. But I personally don't think Garoppolo should really even be playing at all. He did say that he's preparing to play, even though he's not practicing. there's no reason as to why he should play, because we all saw what happened last year when he got rushed back from his injury against the Miami Dolphins. A complete utter disaster from him. He was clearly not ready to come back. Or he wasn't, you could tell he was still injured. Yeah. But it was just absolutely bad. But we don't want to repeat of that performance, to be perfectly honest. I think this is Trey Lance's, it's his time to start. It's going to be his time to start. And there's some good and some bad. You know, he's clearly a project. He's clearly a raw prospect. There are a lot of things that, you know, there's a lot of things that 49er fans should be excited for. His ability to use his feet, for one, was absolutely outstanding. But you do want him to, you know, progress as a passer. That's the thing that the 49ers want him to progress as, you know, a passer. He just needs to learn a couple things, you know, not to throw like 100 mile an hour fastballs, you know, some rockets every single time that he throws the ball. He needs to, you know, learn to throw with some touch and some finesse on certain throws. But, and just like the accuracy, but, you know, it's jitters. And, you know, he hasn't had too many, opportunities to play. And I think this is, this whole week is going to be very critical, because he is, you know, yesterday they had their practice on Wednesday yesterday. Trey Lance took his first, you know, I'm losing my train of thought here. He practiced with the ones. He took first team rep snaps for like the first time. So going into that Seattle game, getting thrown in at halftime, I expect to see a completely different, not completely different, but a noticeably different approach on offense on Sunday if Trey Lance is to start. Because the offense started last game with the game plan in mind that Jimmy Garoppolo is going to be playing all four quarters, and you're going to have Jimmy Garoppolo in at quarterback the entire game. And then when you throw in Trey Lance, a completely different, you know, quarterback with a much more athletic ability and, you know, not a firm grasp on the offense and, you know, still developing, you kind of have to make it as, you know, make it up as you go, sort of. You have to condense the playbook a lot. I feel like this week you have to make him feel comfortable with the playbook. I feel like it's not going to be fully expanded because, once again, he doesn't really have a full grasp on the playbook yet. But it's something that you want to, you know, this week. Am I expecting them to win? No, but the 49ers have played the Cardinals pretty well in the last couple years, losing to them in their home opener last year and then beating them in Arizona last year, like towards the end of the season with like a backup team. So, you know, you never know, but this is a completely different Arizona Cardinals team. You add AJ Green, you add JJ Watt, Chandler Jones is going insane. Kyler Murray is playing at an MVP level. They beat the Rams very convincingly. They made it look like it was a piece of cake. So you have a team that practically just blew by one of the best teams in the NFC before last week, and, you know, a Super Bowl contender and a Super Bowl favorite. And you're going up against them with a team that's very badly injured, very short at the cornerback position. Don't have their regular kicker. You know, their star offensive tackle isn't really. I haven't really heard too much on Trent Williams. I know his injury and Garoppolo's injury were far less severe than they thought it was going into their MRIs on Monday. I know Trent Williams is still listed as day-to-day, so hopefully he could play on Sunday. Hopefully George Kittle could play on Sunday, because I'm surprised he even got back up after his scary play on Sunday. But... you know, your team is pretty badly banged up. If they're not out, they're pretty questionable to play. So, and you're going up against one of the hottest teams, if not the hottest team in the NFL. So I feel like that isn't really setting you up for the most amount of success, but I feel like this is there's no other thing that you can do except for like play Trey Lance and try to get him established and comfortable. And there will be mistakes that he makes there will definitely be mistakes that he makes. And I feel like those are necessary for him to grow and learn. I feel like sometimes he's afraid to make mistakes, which is completely normal, especially for a rookie quarterback. He doesn't want to put his team in a position to lose games. I totally understand that. But those mistakes have to be made for him to learn, and he has to put those on tape and, you know, learn from it. So my whole take with the whole Jimmy Garoppolo and Trey Lance thing, I feel like they're both capable of making the same mistakes. Examples are like overthrows, you know, too high balls tipped for interceptions. I would rather have those with a 21-year-old rookie who's still learning the offense than almost 30-year-old quarterback who claims that he's grasping the playbook every single year, that he's getting more and more comfortable with the playbook. Because in all honesty, before his injury, Jimmy Garoppolo I have not seen any improvement. And I wouldn't be as upset. I wouldn't be as, like, you know, disappointed with him if the front office wasn't hyping him up and if the coaching staff wasn't hyping him up coming into this year. John Lynch has gone on multiple, you know, talk shows, podcasts, or whatever you want to call them. He's gone on to multiple media outlets and saying that, you know, Jimmy Garoppolo has looked at the best that he has since he's gotten here. You know, he looks really great. He looks awesome. And then when he steps onto the field for actual games, he looks the exact same that he has ever since, you know, pre-injury 2018, he looked like that. Coming back, you know, 2019, he had a good season, but let's be honest, defense played a very, very big role. Run game played a very, very big role. And I'm going to get into, like, the whole thing, like, about how the team is not as good as 2019. And, like, 2019 is kind of – I feel like that was their ceiling. That was their window. And I feel like the Super Bowl window is shutting, but I'll get into that in a couple minutes. But I wouldn't be as disappointed if John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan weren't hyping him up so much. And I understand why they're doing that. You got to have – you know, you got to put some – got to put some confidence in your quarterback. You know, you trade your whole future away to draft Trey Lance at number 3. And you basically just, I think it's obviously to light a fire underneath him, because prior to Trey Lance getting drafted, Jimmy Garoppolo has had little to none quarterback competition. His job has been a sure thing ever since he's gotten here. And I feel like even though when he's hurt, he's confident knowing that his job is going to be there when he gets back. That's not the case anymore. If Trey Lance somehow, you know, shows off that brilliant football IQ of his and grasps the offense enough to, you know, take the starting position away from Jimmy for like a week or two, Jimmy Garoppolo may not have his job when he comes back. And am I saying that's going to be the case and that's what's going to be, you know, what happens within the next couple weeks? No. I feel like Jimmy Garoppolo is going to be coming back next week, not this coming week, but the week after that. And I feel like he's going to be back in the starting lineup. Do I want that to happen? No, I want Trey Lance to, you know, take over. But watching him play, you can see why Kyle Shanahan has been very hesitant to put him in critical situations, at game time situations, because he's not ready yet. But, you know, on the other side, you need to have him play so he can make those mistakes and he can, you know, develop and learn from his mistakes. So there's, you know, there's stuff on both sides that you can really go with here. But in my personal opinion, in all honesty, I think Trey Lance does need a start on Sunday. If Garoppolo has a quote unquote outside chance to play, there's no need to play him. Rushing him would be a complete waste of time. It'll probably, like last year, it'll make his injury even greater than what it was. And you're going to have somebody, you know, you're going to have Trey Lance come in when he should have came in the first place. And then that also, you know, I mean, I know Trey Lance said that he wants Jimmy to come back as soon as possible. But, I mean, that, how do you feel like that, what do you think that does to his confidence? You know? Trey Lance's confidence, you know, you're looking like you're about to start and then you put in a clearly not fully healthy quarterback over him. I know Trey Lance probably wouldn't take it that way, but you just got to think about that type of stuff. But, and then what I was saying before, and I kind of want to get into right now, is why the 49ers are struggling. And like kind of going to touch on what I just said prior to, you know, finishing up my last statement was why the Super Bowl window, I believe, is closed and why this team is clearly not as good as the team in 2019. And I'm not even talking about the offensive side of the ball. The offensive side of the ball is set up for a tremendous amount of success, a tremendous amount of success. The defense is where I see the issue here. The team, in my opinion, made their biggest mistake trading DeForest Buckner away at the end of the 2019 season. I understand you signed Eric Armstead to a cheaper deal. But DeForest Buckner's a player that, you know, you envision being a 49er for his entire career. DeForest Buckner was clearly the better player out of him and Eric Armstead. I will gladly say that 10 times out of 10 that DeForest Buckner is the better player than Eric Armstead. I feel like the team kind of, the defense just wasn't the same after that. And I understand you draft his replacement in Javon Kinlaw. Javon Kinlaw hasn't really been healthy enough for him to make the impact that, you know, the front office and 49er fans have expected him to make. He has shown flashes, but the consistency just needs to be there. And he's coming into his second year in the league. I mean, it's something that, you know, is a process because it took DeForest Buckner a couple years to, you know, get to where he is right now, which is like a Pro Bowl caliber player. But I just think it was a huge mistake. And I feel like now that the defense, it just doesn't get as much pressure as everybody, you know, thought it would be. Samson Ebukam, or Ebukam, or however you pronounce it. Sorry if I'm mispronouncing it, but he hasn't really been too great. I feel like Nick Bosa is kind of, in sometimes D Ford, are really, you know, carrying the defensive line right now. Fred Warner's still Fred Warner. You know, Eric Armstead's getting some pressures here and there, but I just feel like, you know, John Lynch has preached, you know, the defensive line, the front seven is where the money is made, and, you know, the battle's won in the trenches. I understand that. But when your defensive pressure isn't there anymore, as it was in 2019, that secondary is going to get exposed. And granted, Emmanuel Mosley has been playing pretty well ever since coming back from his injury. He played pretty good against Davante Adams, and he played pretty good against DK Metcalf. But, you know, the main thing is just discipline. The defense is extremely undisciplined at this point. Us too many, and I don't want to say that in a rude way. I'm saying undisciplined in the aspect of penalties. The 49ers, I'm pretty sure, are like one of the top three most penalized teams in the league. I don't even have to look it up. I already know that for a fact, just watching the games itself. You know, there's a lot of things that, you know, need to be fixed, you know, just discipline in general. Too many pass interference calls. I feel like when Josh Norman came in for his 49ers debut, there's a PI on him. Drake Kirkpatrick, PI on him in a crucial third down. Just too many penalties that are extending drives and that are leading to points. And it just frustrates the defense. And then on the other side of the ball, like I said, you know, the offense mainly isn't the problem, but lately it's been a bit of a problem. And it was pretty evident last week. You know, you have Seattle stopped on three and outs in, you know, five straight drives, and you only generate 7 points out of that against a very, you know, a struggling Seattle Seahawks team. It's very disappointing. It's very disappointing to see. And Dee Ford even spoke up about it and said that the defense was starting to get, you know, frustrated with the offense. And that's, you know, that causes locker room issues. I'm not saying that there are locker room issues, but I'm saying that's what causes those. So hopefully the offense could kind of start clicking. Maybe Trey Lance is the spark that they need. I honestly don't think that next week they're going to be firing. I don't think this weekend they're going to be firing on all cylinders on offense. There's no way. If they do, I'll be wrong, but I'll gladly be wrong about that, that they're not going to be firing on all cylinders this weekend. But if they are, I'll be absolutely surprised. But I just think that the offensive play calling as well has been very, very questionable in my opinion. And I know a lot of, you know, a lot of 49ers fans have different opinions on it. I hear a lot of people saying Kyle Shanahan's on the hot seat. And then like a lot of people saying, are you dumb? Like, no, he's not on the hot seat. I don't think he's on the hot seat, but I think his play, you know, his play calling has been a little questionable. But then again, you also have to remember that he can't really expand his full playbook with Jimmy Garoppolo. And I know that might sound weird, but you have Jimmy Garoppolo when he's in the game at quarterback. Like, you have to challenge defenses vertically, and he struggles to do that. And once you shut the run game down, because the run game hasn't really been evident. I mean, granted, Trey Sermon had a decent game last game. He had like 89 yards rushing. And hopefully he can kind of emulate that similar type of performance. But if you can't get the run game going, you put it in the hands of your quarterback, and it's something that I just don't feel comfortable giving it to Jimmy Garoppolo. And I know opposing defenses feel that way too, or, you know, see that too. And they want him to throw the ball, but, you know, seeing him struggle to make those throws and, you know, seeing the defenses kind of just give them to him and kind of say, hey, we're going to give this to you. You need to make the throw. And he fails to make those throws. That's when the play calling gets a little, you know, frustrating when you have it like on, I know one of the earlier games of the season, like 3rd down and 8 and you're running the ball. Like that shows clearly that you do not trust Jimmy Garoppolo to throw the football. And it's upsetting. And, you know, even in the Packers game, you know, it's fourth and short. You're down 10 at the 50-yard line. You punt the ball. Like, do you not trust Garoppolo to make a throw to convert this? Like, it's just absolutely sickening. Just seeing those opportunities go to waste and just seeing that the offense is just complacent with giving the ball back and just not being, you know, aggressive enough. That's a key word. They need to be more aggressive. But I feel like that changes with Trey Lance as more he gets comfortable. But yeah, that's kind of just like my summary. Do I think the season is lost? No. But I do feel like it's kind of trending in that direction. I feel like this time right now, the 49ers are fighting for playoffs. I feel like they're going to be fighting for like a wild card spot. This team is not winning the division. This team is not competing for a Super Bowl this year. For those reasons alone, that's why you should play Trey Lance. I feel like this year, next year are kind of going to be like transition years. I feel like you might as well do it now when there's a lot of injuries on your team. Get Trey Lance the snaps that he needs. But that's just my opinion on it. Thank you guys so much for listening. I know it's been a very, very long time coming. Hopefully I can make more of these. That's like my plan. But yeah, thank you guys so much for listening. Hopefully the 49ers can get it together. I hope Trey Lance shines this weekend if he does play, which I'm expecting him to play. But yeah, I'm expecting him to play. Hopefully he does really, really well. And I'll probably give you guys a reaction on Monday. I would expect an episode on Monday to kind of give like my thoughts on it. But yeah, thank you guys so much for listening. And I'll talk to you guys on Monday.